was you, Lynn, for sure.
I have no idea. I didn't ask him. I don't know. I don't think I spoke two words to him ever. I will say the following, that part of me belongs there because my donor is executive director of that yeshiva, and I carry his kidneys. So I guess part of me is attached to the yeshiva, but thank you.
What's his position?
He's executive director. He's in charge of the finances of the yeshiva. Okay. We are, I think I started the conference. Hope I did. No. Okay, I'm back at the conference. We are in Samach Tessim and Bay. Now, we're going to have to take this a lot of patience. We have to wait for the rush to explain the Gemara. Again, this Gemara has different explanations. And Rabbeinu Artscroll, I don't know which one he took. I didn't notice that. I don't remember the Ram well enough of these sugyas that I should be able to tell you definitively that he didn't take the Ram. In the other places, I remember the Ram better. This one I didn't. But let's try our best. We are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of Samach Tessim and Beis. Boy Rabba. Rabba asked the following shaila. The person says, Kayim b'mufra lechi b'basachas. I validate, nullify your neder in one shot. Now again, this Gemara is for the therapist, but this is what the guy did. He told his wife, I'm validating and nullifying your neder in one shot. Now he didn't say b'basachas necessarily. Maybe he did. We'll see how the rush learns it. I am validating and nullifying your neder. That's what he said. What is the din? Mahu. Zuck the rush. We're going to have to do rush together with the Gemara because the rush is crucial here. He always is. Kaimu mefer lechi bebas achas. Pirish. Kibish lo yomer opam achas lechi. He didn't have to say the word bas achas. He didn't say kaim lechi mufer lechi. That would be the way he would say it if he separated them. Kaim lechi, I'm validating. I think lechi means for you. And how does he translate the word lechi? For you, and mufra lechi, I'm nullifying for you. So that's two separate statements. But since he only said lechi once, haynu b'bas achas, he means to do it simultaneously. So mi'arina tafas lashon rishon, do we say that you say take the first shot, the first language? He said kayim first. Adu mekiven damra b'bas achas, since he wants it to work simultaneously. Chola hafaro mevatelas hakama. The Afara Eschal, meaning he's canceling it because he's not allowing the Akama to be Chal because he's saying the Afara should be Chal. Now, you'll tell me he's not allowing the Afara because of the Akama? So that's the what we had before, the Tup Shatim in the Gemara before, when he said that the Akama can't be Chal unless the Afara is Chal. He said, Kayim Lechi, but it can't be Chal without the Afara. So we had Tup Shatim and what happens at the end of the day. We had the Heiliger of Lazami Mitz, who said, by the way, he's the Rum, he's known as the Rum in Shainim, Reb Lazami Mitz. The Reb Lazami Mitz said that the Afara works, not the Akama. And some said, we don't know. That was Tup Shatim there. Those Tup Shatim apply here as well. Reb Lazami Mitz seems to be saying that the Afara kicks in, not the Akama. Over there he said it, and he says over here also. Since you don't know whether he meant to do it simultaneous. He wanted to do it simultaneous. Therefore, you can't say Tavos Lashon Rishon. And therefore, the Hafara works, not the Hakama. It seems that the default of the two is the Hafara. Since he says Hakama, Hafara, and Bas Achas, so Hakama can't work because he put the Hafara together, but the Hafara can work. That's what Elazim Mitz says, and I don't know why. And I don't know why he says that when you have that issue, that was a Gemara before too. Kayim lechi, but the Akama can't be chal without the Afara. Right? So Reb Lazami Mitz said, the Afara kicks in, and then the Akama can't be chal. Because once the Afara kicks in, there's no room for Akama. He says it here as well. That when the guy said, I want to do both simultaneous, right? We don't say, either do we say Tavos Lashon Rishon and ignore the second half of the statement, or do we say he wants both? And when he wants both, it's the Hafara. So the Rosh will the Idach Perishai. And according to the second shot I said over there, Alushneya. They're both hanging. Lo yadina ni mukam imufer. We don't know what to do. Those are the two pshatim he had before. One shot before was Afara kicks in. There I understood it better because he said Nakam has to work after the Afara. Once the Afara works, Nakam can't work. Here, he said he wants them simultaneous. But Rabbi Elazar Mimitz will say, I'm not sure why, that the Afara works. Or he says nothing works. We don't know.
Why can't he? He said the second thing kicked.
Why second?
There's less.
No, we always go with, no. We always say Tavos Lashon Rishon. Even the one that says Tavos Lashon Achron says, you put them both together. Nobody says, I think you only go by the last one. Unless he's changing his mind, but that's not what he's doing here.
What happens, I think it's important to discuss real quickly, why is this different than any kind of Vivas Achas Be'edus?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I will ask you to hold this question. It sounds like a very important question because I have no clue what you're saying. But
most of the time when I talk, it's good stuff.
He says always good. You always say good stuff. But that's not the point. No, but yeah, you have to let me finish. Anyway, fine. You should find it out at 5:30. Anyway, can you wait? Hold a second. Hold. Let's do the Gemara three more lines. And we'll see, maybe it'll answer your question, because I'm not sure what it is. Something about Tashema. Dama Rabba, Kol Dover. I think they take out the word Dover. Kol She'ena B'Zachar Zeb, Afilu B'Bas Eichas Einai. Anything you can't do consequentially, you can't do, what's the word I'm looking for? Simultaneously.
Sequentially,
thank you. Anything you can't do sequentially, you can't do simultaneously. If I can't do Akam and then Afara, then I can't do Akam and Afar at the same time. Nothing is chal. It's out. Anything you can't do one after the other, you try to do them together, nothing is chal. That's Rabba's rule. For instance, the typical case, the Rosh will tell us, your Mekadesh two sisters, the Basachas. You hand them both, or you hand one of them as a shliach or the other, and a shliach for herself and herself. He said, one of you Mekadesh two sisters. You want to say b'pasacha simultaneously. Now, once you mekadesh one sister, the kedushin is nachal on the other sister. But over here, you weren't mekadesh one and then the other. You mekadesh both simultaneously. So is it a suffix kedushin? The answer is no, it's not. It's nothing. Anything that cannot be done sequentially cannot be done simultaneously. And nothing is chal. Same thing here. I can't do kayim and then mufer. I can't do mufer and then kayim. It's either one or the other. Since I can't do them sequentially, I can't do them simultaneously. That's a rule. Now, I don't know now, after this, I don't know if your question still applies, Rabbi.
A person says Eidos is a steer with what he said, but it was Bevas Achas.
I don't know what that means.
Give me a case. A person says Eidos says, Reuben killed Shimon, Reuben did not kill Shimon.
So we throw it out.
Okay, so why is this saying?
Because he's not changing his mind here. He wants both to be chal. He's not, see there, he can't want both to be chal by Eidos. Here he wants it both to work. He didn't say, I changed my mind. He didn't change his mind. You're asking, can he change his mind to the Nibir? Yes. He's not changing his mind. Why did he say this if he's not changing his mind? That's why I said this is a Gemara for a therapist. I don't know. Dr. Rush. Kol she'en b'zachas zeh, afilu b'zachas einoi. Kavim mekadesh beis achyus, a yishol bita. Either by two sisters, or by a mom and a daughter. Taminan ein achas me mekadeshes. Neither is mekadeshes. Because if you can't do one and then the other, you can't do both in one shot. It's not shot when you do both in one shot, it's either or. It's not. It's none. That's the rule. Hakanami, kivin da'afara less of basar akama. Since you can't do afara after akama, gamba basachas lesa. Period. That's the rule. You can't do them sequentially, you can't do them simultaneously. The hard the armor betumura, the armor tumuris ayla shlum savayu tafsi. I can't make a tumuris ayla and then a tumuris shlumim. So why can I say tumuris ayla and shlumim according to Abiyasi? It's half and half. Why? Why there doesn't have the rule that I can't do one and then the other, so I can't do both b'masachas? Dr. Rush, the Gemara asked this kasha, by the way. And the Gemara's answer is over there, Hasam Ainu Taima, Hayoba Isala Chatzoin. Im Amar Tigdash Chatzilit Mayayloba Chatzilit Meshlamim. Because you can have half and half. There is a possibility of both working. If you say half Shlamim and half Ayla, they do work. So you can do that sequentially. So therefore, simultaneous is half and half. Now, so you can hear there's no half Hakam and half Afara. Therefore, since there's no half and half, you can't have any Bichal when they're inherently contradictory. Impossible. That's what the Gemara is answering. Zog the Gemara the next Shaila. And again, every Shaila will be a Shaila in itself, will need explanation. Boy Rabba, Kayim Lechi Hayoyim Mahu. The guy said, I approve it today. Now the word today is an extra word. I approve it. I approve it today. So the question now is he limiting validation for one day? And then there's a question, can he do that? There's a number of questions that will be sequential here. But the Gemara is assuming in this first question that he can validate for one day. Now the question becomes, what happens tomorrow? He said, I validated today. So mi aminan kabal damar lo bufu l'chuy l'malchur. Is that like saying, I validated today, but not for tomorrow, which means it's canceled for tomorrow? I do, he didn't say, I'm canceling it tomorrow. He validated for today. And if you don't want to take, there's no other statement here. Tomorrow's up in the air. So therefore, he's like he kept quiet as far as tomorrow is concerned. We don't know. That's the first question.
But we know today work.
What?
But for sure today, either way, today.
Again, we're going to have like five Shilas. At the end of the five Shilas, then we'll know what's for sure. And we'll find out there's nothing for sure. Nothing in the world is for sure, except the Bairi Ilam and the Taira.
Sure.
Again, that's why we're learning this Gemara. That's why I said there's a lot of patience necessary in this Gemara. A lot of patience. Let's do the Rush. If I were writing the Gemara, I would have written the Gemara the opposite way. I would have started with the last Shiloh and worked to this Shiloh. But then they didn't ask me the author of this Gemara. Nobody asked me. So I go with what Ravashi and Ravina did, not with what Yitzchak Margaretin does. Dr. Rash, by Rabba, Kaim Lechi Ayoy, Mi Amina Kamadu Bufu Lechi Lemach, Dim Lai Kain, Am Ayom Ayoy, why did he say Ayoy? El Alam Mi Yisura De Ayoy, from the extra word Ayoy, Yesh Ledag De Kayoy Mi Akayim, Abo Vemach Ayoy Mufu, and here comes the three important words. The Hithcho Hafara Ma Ayoy, he started the Hafara from today. The Rush is answering, how can you be made for tomorrow? You have ability to be made for the day you heard. So you want to be made for tomorrow? How does that work? So the Rush is answering that question with these three words. By saying, I want to be made for tomorrow, if you would say it, and we'll find out in a minute if that works, that would mean I'm starting today to be made for tomorrow, but I'm being made for today. I can't be made for tomorrow. Tomorrow is not Yom Shammai. The way the Rosh is learning. Others disagree again. The Rosh is learning. I can't be made for tomorrow. So even if I'm meant to be made for tomorrow, it's beyond my rights. The answer is, by if it means I'm being made for tomorrow, and if that works, it means I'm made for today. I just want it to kick in tomorrow. That's those three words in the Rosh.
But on that day itself?
It's Mekoyim. That I might have it today. Again, I would like all questions. There's going to be five Shilas, I think. I didn't count. Each one is based on the previous one. And again, I would have written them the other way. Because each one is based after the previous one. We're like working upwards. Yes, Doctor.
I would note this one appears to be easier than the others in that the predicate is that there has to be an action taken on the day that you heard. However, it's not intrinsic to that concept that action is called.
Again, that's what we want. I will say one more time. If we can hold our questions, I know it's very hard, and I have no time on anybody, because I would do the same. But I can't do it. When I wrote the Gemara, I did the same. But instead of asking anybody, because there was nobody around to ask, I just went ahead.
It's not a question. statement.
I understand.
The first one I don't understand.
Fine.
This one I think I have.
Okay, fine. Let's move on. I do Malay Amala. Okay, I want to go weiter. I think by reading all the Shaila things, we won't understand them, but at least we'll be able to look back. Imtim Sulaimala Amala. What happens? You're going to say he didn't say he's made for tomorrow. He just said, I'm a kaim today. We don't use inferences. What if he did say, I'm made for tomorrow? Do we say you can't do that? Because you already validate it. You can't validate it and then be made for it. This is the case. He only said, this is the second case. He said to his wife, I'm nullifying it tomorrow. Is there a word about today? Do we say, by saying I'm nullifying it tomorrow, he's validating it for today? Or do we say, he didn't say I'm validating it today. We say he meant starting today, it's mufar for tomorrow. You can put into place something that will kick in tomorrow, and that's kosher. Since he validated today, tomorrow is too late. So now the question becomes, Kaim Luchu L'Shah, what if he said, I want to be Mekayim for an hour? Mi Aminan, do we say, Kamad Amin Limufi Luchu L'Achad Shah Dami? That means I'm Mekayim for an hour and be made for after the hour, which is within the same day. I don't have a Amalai. He didn't say it. And then Tim Salaim Alay Amalai, what if he said, I'm a kaimit for an hour and being made for after an hour? Mi amina kiva the kaimit kaimit? I do my kiva the kula yaima bar, come by a faru, come a bufalaki laka shamahani. These are all the shilas. So let me list the shilas outside, then we will go through each one. As you notice, they're based on each other the other way. For me, I would have started with the last shila and worked my way up to the first shila. I would have said, can you be Mekayim and made for the same day? And if you say you can you be Mekayim and made for the next day? And if you say you can, what if you say Mufar Lamachar? And if you say you can't, what happens if you say Kayim Hayayim? So all these, I'm going to go on the other way, it's just easier. But the Gemara did it this way. Shaila number one, was he said Kayim L'Chayayim? Does that insinuate Mufar Lamachar? Shaila number two, if he says Mufar Lamachar, didn't say anything about Kayim. Does it work? Does that mean it's over tomorrow? And if you say it does, what if he said, Kayim Luchusha? That means it's over after the Shah? And if you say that doesn't work, how about if he says Kayim Luchusha and over after the Shah? He speaks it out. So all these are questions, and they're all basically trying to set the parameters of what he can do on the day he hears the neder. Now I'm going to go back to shaila number one, and we'll learn the rush. So I think it answers most of the questions people were asking, I think. If now is the time to ask the questions as we go through them one by one. We're going to start again. Boy Rabba.
One quick question.
Yes.
Can Yonah say on himself that he is going to be an other between?
Yes. He can't say less than 30 days.
I'm aware of that.
But once he's above 30 days, it's arbitrary.
I'm just looking at the time
offset. Bari Rabba, Kaim Lechi, he just said, I validate it today. Me or Mina command Amalabu, and the Gemara in this Shaila is assuming that you can do that. Again, it's not even sure that you can do that. But let's say, the Gemara is saying, let's say you can do that. Is saying Kayim L'Chayayim enough to infer that you're made for tomorrow, and that might work, assuming that it does work. That's why I said it's built on a future Shiloh. It's assuming that you can be made for tomorrow. Right? And it's saying, by saying Kayim L'Chayayim, are you being made for tomorrow?
The made for has to start a little bit today, right?
It has to start today. That's the Rush's problem. So the Rush answers by saying it today, that's good enough. Doesn't start a little bit in actuality, but by saying it and putting it into place, That's enough of B'yayim Shammai, to be made for B'yayim Shammai. He was made for B'yayim Shammai for the next day. It's like, I'm going to make an analogy that you can jump on, and it's fine. He says Kedushin L'achar Lamed. He does the act of Kedushin, but it shouldn't kick in for 30 days. He wants the Hafara, he's doing the act of Hafara, or the words of Hafara, whatever you want to call it, and he doesn't want it to kick in until the next day. But that's good enough for being made for B'yayim Shammai.
That's not tough. You say, I want the Hafara to work in 10 days.
Yes, 100%. No difference. But he has to do the Hafara today.
No, there's a big difference. There's a big difference over there because he never said Hafara over here.
Again, no. He wasn't saying that. He was saying, if you can do Hafara for tomorrow, let's say halachic, you can do Hafara for tomorrow, you can do Hafara for 5 days from now or 10 days from now, no difference. That's what he was saying. He wasn't concentrating on this case. This case, the shaila is, did he mean Hafara tomorrow? This case is assuming that you can be made for tomorrow. That's why I said I would have written the Gemara the other way. I would have said, can you do Hafara for tomorrow? And if you can, what have you said, Kayim Luchu Ayayim? That's how I would have worded the shaila. By the way, the Rishayim pointed out. Right. The first shaila is, can you do Hafara for tomorrow? And if you can, by saying Kayim Luchu Ayayim, is that good enough for Hafara for tomorrow? The Gemara writes it the other way. Kayim Luchu Ayayim, does that mean Hafara for tomorrow? And if it does, it works. That's what the Gemara is assuming. If not, there's no Shiloh. Or doesn't it mean Hafara for tomorrow? That's why I said I would have written the Shiloh the other way. I would have first asked the Shiloh, can I be made for tomorrow? And then come back and said, if you can be made for tomorrow, is this considered a Hafara for tomorrow? But the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara assumes that you can, ask the Shiloh, and then it says, oh, by the way, can you? The Gemara works the other way, and again, the Gemara knows exactly what it's doing, but in explaining it, the Gemara is assuming something that it will question in a moment. It will question this in a moment, whereas this child is assuming that you can do Hafara for tomorrow. If you can, it's Kayim Luchu Ayayim, and considered Hafara for tomorrow.
Let me read the Rush.
I'm going to read it again.
No, the first side.
Yeah, I'm going to read it again in a second. Yes, doctor.
It would seem that we could sum this up with a very simple statement, which is that declaration and exception are separable.
That's the question. And the Gemara has many maps.
The statement now, and then the question is going to come up, are they?
Again, you're just trying to explain it easier. I have to explain it the way I'm comfortable explaining it, so I'm going to stick to my own. Rashi, Dr. Rush. This shaila is predicated on the word hayayim. El olav miyisur the hayayim yesh ladavdik hayayim yekayim av lamach yemufer. The hischil hafarim hayayim keywords. He's starting the process today. Not the when it's how, but the fact that he's saying mufer is enough. And here he's not even saying it. He's insinuating it.
No one learns it means...
I didn't say that. I said, we are learning Rush.
No.
I don't even know how others learn.
In these words of the Rush, no one learns right before Shkia Hafara starts?
No. No, but that's not what he says. It would be nice if he said it, but he doesn't say it.
What did he
started Hafara today by saying it. Or by insinuating it.
Does that mean the words of Hafara?
Yes.
But not the deed of Hafara?
No, it didn't. He said, it's going to be tomorrow. We don't say Hafara from insinuation. You can't insinuate Hafara, you have to say Hafara. What if he spoke it out both? Mufar. Havi Mufar. In this Shiloh, we're assuming that you can say I validate it for today and I cancel it for tomorrow. This child is assuming something. That's what I'm trying to say. It's built on an assumption that the Gemara will question momentarily. Now we move to the second child. If you're going to say insinuation doesn't work, how about the other way? He didn't say Kayim and Mufar. He just said mufer lechula macher. Mahu. Mir mina lemacher lematzi mefer. You can't be mefer for tomorrow. It's not Yom Shammai. You're saying the words, but the deed is not kicking in.
Are you in the rush?
No, I'm reading the next piece of Gemara. Top line. Imtim t'loimer halay amela. He didn't say it. He didn't say mufer lechula macher. Mufer lechula macher mahu. What if he did say it? Right. Now, the question is, mi aminan lemacher lematzi mefer d'kayim l'nidre hayayim. By saying, I want to be made for tomorrow, he is saying, I want to validate it today. That's what the inference tells us. And therefore, he can't be made for it for tomorrow. I duma, he was like, I'm a little kind of hayayim. He didn't say the words. He means to say that the process should be in place, and therefore he can do it. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't say a second child in the middle. And that is, can you be Mekayim for one day and be Mefer for another day? The Gemara never speaks out that Shaila. That means the Gemara is assuming that you can do that. Or maybe you can't do that. The Gemara doesn't say. That Shaila is never spoken out before the Gemara. The Gemara goes from one end to the other end. First Shaila is Kayim L'Chayayim. Infers, move for tomorrow. Maybe inference doesn't work for Afara. Second Shaila is move for tomorrow. That infers it's Mekuyim today. Therefore, you can't be made for tomorrow once it's Mekuyim today. Or since he didn't say those words, he could be made for tomorrow. So that Shaila seems to indicate that once you're Mekuyim today, you can't be made for tomorrow.
Why not?
Because once it's Mekuyim, it can't be Mufer.
But it's nothing to do with Hafara for tomorrow. Does it help? I mean, because Kiyum was first, once it's Kiyum, there's no din of Hafara?
That's the Shaila. Again, that's one of the Shailas, but the Gemara never speaks it out. The first, again, I'm going with what the Gemara wrote, not with what I would have written. Right? In the first Shaila, the Gemara seems to assume you could be Mekayim one day and be made for the next day. In the second Shaila, the Gemara seems to assume you can't do that. Because the Gemara never asked the Shaila, but in the first Shaila, it's predicated on the fact that I can do it. The question is inference good enough? The second Shaila says, is inference for Hakama considered a Hakama? But if I did, it's too late to be made for tomorrow. The Gemara goes on both ends without speaking out the main Shaila, which is, can you do Hakama today and Hafara tomorrow?
What was that for
me? I mean, Mekayim B'Tuyut for today.
And because he said today, it's an extra word.
Correct. 100%.
But even if it didn't mean Kiyum, once the day's over, it's too late. Did we infer Kiyum? That was the question right now, right? Did we infer Kiyum, correct?
Correct.
Now, even if we don't infer Kiyum, but it's not, it's a chisaron in Yom Shavo. That's not true?
Again, the Gemara is assuming, this assumption I don't think changes. I don't think this assumption changes. The Gemara is assuming that if a guy says, I'm made for tomorrow, if we don't go by inferences, it would work. It would not be that he kept quiet. He didn't keep quiet. He talked. He said something. He said, I'm made for tomorrow. The only reason the Gemara thinks it might not work is because it infers that he's Mekayim today. If not of that inference, if we don't go by inference, he didn't keep quiet. He said, I'm made for tomorrow. That's good enough.
The person for a whole day didn't do anything.
It's Mekoyim.
What's that called?
Kiyum. Kiyum by omission. Not by being Mekayim, but by not doing anything. To reword it, a netter is chal unless he's mefer. He has to shkia to be mefer. See, again, if I were writing the Gemara would start, can you be Mekayim one day and be made for the next? The Gemara never speaks out that Shaila. The Gemara has one Shaila built on the fact that you can, and the next Shaila built on the fact that you can't. It never speaks out that Shaila. The Gemara never has a case. I said, Kayim luchu ayayim and mufa luchu lamacha, does it work? Now the first Shaila is predicated on the fact that it does work. The second Shaila is predicated on the fact that it doesn't work. The Gemara never said that Shaila. But that's the background for this Gemara. One Shaila is built on the fact that I could do that. Now the question is, it's inference by doing that. And one Shaila is the fact, based on the fact that I can't do that, is inference, like I did it, which I can't do. That's the two Shailas of the Gemara, on two sides of the Shaila that the Gemara doesn't speak out.
Why is the four spoken today, but it indicates that tomorrow the four takes place?
That's what he said.
Why doesn't it take place right before Shkia?
He says Lamachar, not Lamachar.
What did he say with
Lamachar? No, he didn't. But he said, Kayim luchu hayayim. In the first Shaila, he said hayayim. Hayayim means the whole day. Hayayim doesn't mean part of it.
Now, four has to be this day.
Who said that? You just made that up.
He said, it insinuates that the four was done today.
You mean, by saying hayayim, he's saying, I don't want it to be Mekuyim past hayayim.
A person can say, make a kiyum and then a four for 10 years from now?
Again. If we hold, again. Let me try again. There's a basic shaila here that the Gemara does not speak out. Can there be a hakikama for time and hafara after that time? That means you would say, I'm a kaimit for a week and I want to be made for it after the week. Can you do that on the day of the netter? That's the first shaila. It's not in the Gemara, but that's an unwritten shaila.
Do we know the answer to that?
No.
When a person makes a nether, is that the same thing as someone, Mekayim, someone's nether, a wife's nether?
Yeah.
Right? So if she says, I want to be a nazir.
Yeah. And he says, I want to be a nazir, they can both live happily ever after.
No, but he says, I want to be made for it by a certain day. Or does
again, let's go back to the
same. That's
a
good example.
Any example you want to pick, it's a basic shaila. And the Gemara doesn't bring that Shaila. That's what makes this Gemara so complicated. That's why I started the day off and I said we need a lot of patience. Again, there's a Shaila here that's not written. Can you be Mekayim for a certain amount of time and be made for after that amount of time?
I think what I'm asking, I'd like to ask is, when a person's Mekayim, his wife's Ned there, is he also making a Ned?
No.
Speaking?
No. Well, yes and no. Yes in the fact that he can go be Maseret. No, he's not assuming on himself anything. A netter means you offer yourself, you do something to yourself.
But once he hears it, it has to be either kium or not kium.
Well, keep quiet.
Well, that's not kium. I mean, that's the kium.
Right. Again, I don't know why you're picking on this woman. A man can make a netter. It's a netter. The woman, if her husband keeps quiet, it's a netter. If he's Mekayim, it's a netter. If he's made for it, it's not a netter. He's not assuming anything about himself.
If we say Kiyum helps for a day, and let's say the Hafara will be in 5 days, the Kiyum is for that day, right? It stays as long as till the next Hafara comes?
You're asking now a third child.
No,
it doesn't work. Let me explain. The guy says, I'm a Kiyum today, and I want to be made for it in a week.
Right.
It doesn't work. Because a netter is either Mekuyim today or Mufar today. You can't. If you're made for after a week, that means it's Mekuyim for a week. If you're Mekuyim for a day, that means it's Mufar after a day. You just contradicted yourself.
Right.
So I don't know what happens. I don't know what would be in that time. But the Gemara doesn't entertain it. So why am I complicating matters?
Why before did Rebbe say that if it works, it's going to help in 5 days also?
I mean, I'm Mekuyim for 5 days. And then I'll make for it right after 5 days. I didn't leave a period of time in between that it's in twilight zone.
Oh, you mean here, Mita Hayom, he didn't mean, he just meant today and onward, right?
No, that's not what he means. That's what you decided he means. Hayoyim means today.
It starts today.
And then tomorrow is Mufar. That's the insinuation. Mufar tomorrow means today it's Mekuyam. Again, an inference. That's the Gemara Shilas. Again, there's a basic Shaila. Can I be Mekayim for a day and Mefer after a day? The first Shaila assumes I can. The second Shaila assumes I can't. Yes?
You're making an assumption which I haven't seen proven. Granted, the usual logic of the Gemara is dichotomous, that something is either A or not A. I don't recall any proof that a neder can only be in one of two states, either upheld or revoked. Why can't a neder be in an unclear state, in an uncertain state, undefined state?
Because a neder that's not mufer that day is mekuyam.
The person did start the process, made the declaration for us.
Again. It all boils down to the same shaila. Can I make a declaration that will kick in at a later date?
I agree. But in terms of the language, we spend, this mesecta has to be that language.
I think that's what the rush. Maybe you're right. Maybe you can have a thing in Twilight Zone. I said that's a new shaila that I didn't see.
I said that.
I said I won't know the answer, but Gemara never addresses it.
I didn't say it was a question. I was just saying. The assumption from what you said.
Because I'm dealing with this Gemara, and this Gemara does not deal with a Twilight Zone. Call it what you want. I call it Twilight Zone.
I mean, I haven't seen anything to say it can't be.
I haven't seen anything that said it can't be, so therefore I'm leaving it up in the air, and the Gemara doesn't discuss it. Let's read the second Shaila inside. Imtim Tzolay Mahalei Amrlo. He didn't say that I'm made for it. Now here the Gemara jumps. And that's all he said, Mahu. Because he insinuated that he's been with Kaiva today. Or maybe that works. Zuck to Rush. We don't use hafara from an insinuation. It's like saying I validated for today. I do make the favorite kaim luchayim. Like that kid like mechlau. We don't say that. That's what he means to say. So the Gemara basically has three shilas. One unwritten. One based on one side of that shaila, and one based on the other side of the shaila. The first shaila is, that's not written in the Gemara, is can you be Mekayim for a time and Mefer after that time? Mefeirush. If you say yes, if you say Kayim L'Chulayayim, is that being made for tomorrow? If you say no, if you say Mufer L'Chul tomorrow, is that being Mekayim for today? Three shailas. One's based on the fact that you can do for time and afterwards not. One's based on the fact that you can't do for time and afterwards not. And the one that's not written in the Gemara is the one that it's all based on.
Right?
The Shaila is for Afara and Akama doesn't work. That's the Shaila. Is that enough to make Akama and Afara? I know what you're saying.
I'm sorry. Just because you held the whole other means there's no shakas to this.
Correct. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. That's the Gemara Shaila. Is that called that comment? That called that for it? That enough to say he was Mekayimit? Or do you need a validation? Is that enough to say he's nullifying it? That's the Shaila.
It's not totally
Zebazir. No. Not the Gemara Shaila. Now we go to the next set of Shailas. Bimtin Salimer. And if you're going to say, once you mekayim it today, it's like it's around, it cannot be more for tomorrow. What if he, within the same day, tries to either do an inference or speak it out? What if he says, I want to be mekayim validated for an hour. Now he's within the day. He's within his rights of Afara. Again, the first shaila should be, can you be mekayim for an hour and pay for after the hour? If you say you can, by saying I want to be mekayim for an hour, is that being mefer for after the hour? Again, the Gemara is writing backwards. The second shaila is the shaila that we built on. The second shaila is to be, can you be mekayim for an hour and mefer after an hour? If you say you can, is an inference good enough? I don't want to keep it the alay amalah. Or maybe he didn't say, I want to be mefer after the hour. And imtim tulaim alay amalah, miu amalah mau. What if he did say it? What did he say? Mi amina keep it the kai mekai mai. He was mekai for an hour. It's over. I don't want to keep it the kula yayma bar akama bar afaro. Since this day is within his rights, ki ama bulga mafulaka shamani. So if he says, I want to be made for it after an hour, it works. So basically, can he be mekayim for an hour and made for after an hour? If you only can he be mekayim for an hour and automatically made for after the hour? If you only can't, can he be made for after the hour? Or does that mean I'm mekayim for the hour? Again, it's the same three shilas. But instead of having 2 days, it's within the same day.
The point is, if you say he can mekayim for an hour, okay? It's really not, until there's a hafara, if she eats the foolish food, wherever she's eating, no matter what the happen, cut your mekayim doesn't affect the malchus she's going to be getting, right?
I have no idea what you're saying. Let me say what I want to say. You tell me if that's what you meant. If you're mekayim for an hour and you don't go by inference, then it's mekayim forever. If you go by inference, he was made for after the hour.
But she ate during that 1 hour.
During that 1 hour, she's chayav malchus.
So I'm saying there's no difference if she's a kiyum or not.
Correct, correct.
No difference.
But it is. Yes, yes, 100%.
No.
Yes, no, it's no difference. Correct.
That's right.
There's no difference.
All Dugaya is can you infer from that? That's all it is.
Again, during that hour, there's no difference. Correct.
That's right. The food has right to be made for. Does he have to say that I want to be?
Again, let's try it. There's three shilas. Can you be mekayim for an hour and made for after the hour? If you say yes, when you're mekayim for an hour, does that infer how far after the hour? If you say no, if you're made for after an hour, is that being mekayim for the hour?
In the earlier lot that we had, the father had to go ask a shilos where he never inferred or he did a real keeling, right? Is that the case?
I'm not sure which case you're referring to.
Remember we said that if the teaches us a chiddush that if the father is kaim and then he goes after shiloh, can he have to do a far with it together with the baal?
Right.
We said you have to be shoyl on that akama.
But he didn't make a time.
He said,
Akama. Yes. Again, uncomplicated people will either be Mekayim or Mefer. A regular normal person, I shouldn't say normal, a regular person doesn't get involved in these shilas. When the Gemara asks these shilas, we're trying to set parameter of law. We're hoping that this doesn't come up in regular cases. You know, the husband should make up his mind, do I want my wife to have the netter or not? Was he playing around? An hour? Not an hour? Come on. But there it is, the Gemara setting halacha. Not trying to tell you that this happens every day.
What do we do with the word yami yourself? Where is he restraining her if he's giving her extra time? Is this yom shem yom yeni?
He has a whole day to be yami yourself to say no.
Let's see, if he's putting a hakama now, it's not a restraint. It's not a
heinous. For an hour, it's not a restraint, but after the hour, he is restraining, and it's in his day right.
Okay.
Yes?
I don't understand why we are saying the statement, I'm going to give a kiyum for an hour. There's no inference there. That is a bald, straight-out statement. An hour is a bounded period of time. After an hour, the statement no longer applies. If you say to me, I am going to eat lunch for an hour, that means an hour and 1 minute from now, I am no longer going to be eating lunch. The end. The Gemara does spend a lot of time.
So I tell you what, let me read three lines of the Rosh, and if you still have your problem, you can say it again.
Okay.
I mean, I instead do. I just think the Rush says it's not an issue. Okay. Listen to Rush. Kayim lechu shahachas mahu. Mi amina kivin dhamma shah yiya kayim. Raka kiya mufar. Adum abahan amilay amina afhar mitaycha klau. Or maybe we don't infer even in the day. Amal amai. Hechid the kamer kayim lechu shah umufar lechu achas shah. He said, I want to be mekayim for an hour and maybe for after an hour. Maybe kivin the kayim shah mekuyim uloyla. Maybe by being mekayim for an hour, he loses the right of afhara afterwards. Once you validate, you have no right to set a time. You have no right. Your rights are limited. You said you validate, it's validated. You can't limit your validation.
I just thought of something against what I said, which is that, you know, oftentimes there'll be a question on a Mishnah, and then after the discussion, the Gemara will say, a careful reading of the Mishnah upholds it, which implies that you don't necessarily read everything carefully.
Okay.
Yeah,
fine. Those are the shailos of the Gemara. Again, can you do a day the next day? If you can inference work? If you can't, does inference work the other way? Can you do it in an hour and not an hour? If you can, does inference work? If you can't, does inference work the other way? There's all these shailos, same basic thing, except one's working different day, and one's working within the same day, which allows for more rights. That's all. Tashima. Hareini Nazira. Is there? I'm sorry. I do, but you're right. I do makiven the, thank you. I do makiven the kula yayim barakama barafaruhu. Kal hayayim b'shusay lahafer the kayim. Yikukle havi kiyem imloy shakayim yayim shalay. Unless he does it for a whole day, it doesn't work. If I validate it without any other words, it's over. You only have to keep quiet for a day, but validating works immediately. Maybe Yochel Lahaver. All day, it's within his purview, within his rights.
You want to know if it's automatic or he has to go up and be a major. That's really the
shaila. The first shaila is, can he be made for a Mekayim the same day? Belt on that shaila, does inference work? Fine, we will stop here today. Continue your mitzvah tomorrow. A lot of patience necessary this week. Oh, they say, be a patient.